It's Thursday, September 16th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Washoe County's COVID-19 metrics are continuing to surge. More than 1,600 cases are being reported per 100,000 county residents. A month ago, that rate was fewer than half of that. Local health officials are pleading with community members to get vaccinated and to use their primary care doctors and urgent care in order to save emergency services for COVID-19 patients. St. Mary's Regional Medical Center will once again limit visitors as the number of COVID-19 patients continues to rise. Starting today, visitors will not be allowed at the hospital except in certain circumstances. Anyone allowed in must pass a COVID-19 screening. Everyone must also wear a mask at all times or they will have to leave the premises, and all visitors must be 12 years of age or older. University of Nevada, Reno President Brian Sandoval has tested positive for COVID-19. That's according to an email sent to university students and faculty yesterday. Sandoval, who is fully vaccinated, says in the statement his symptoms are mild and he's confident he'll make a quick recovery. He'll spend 10 days in isolation working from home. The former governor noted that he tested negative for the coronavirus last Thursday before receiving a positive result yesterday. He attended Saturday's Wolfpack football game before traveling to Las Vegas for the Raiders game on Monday. The Mountain West economy has made a comeback since the beginning of the pandemic last year, but a new analysis shows that state, local, and tribal government employment is struggling to regain steam. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
The Pew Charitable Trust's report found that government jobs in the region are down by about 3% compared to pre-pandemic levels. There are even steeper declines in Nevada and in New Mexico. Mike Masiak is a researcher with Pew. He says the temporary layoffs and furloughed workers are a big reason why government jobs aren't rebounding as fast as in the private sector.
Local jurisdictions have often scaled back non-essential services as a public health measure. And these include reducing library hours, not offering fitness or rec programs, or cutting back at museums or zoos.
Masiak says the pandemic has also created a lot of hiring hurdles for government, like labor shortages. It's easier for the private sector to quickly boost salaries to attract IT or healthcare workers, leaving the public sector straggling behind. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
Former U.S. Senator Dean Heller may soon join the growing field of Republican contenders looking to unseat Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak in next year's midterm election. The Reno Gazette-Journal reports Heller is expected to make a special announcement at the Carson City Republican Central Committee next week. Heller, who lost his Senate re-election bid in 2018, has spent months quietly fundraising and appearing alongside other Republican gubernatorial candidates at events in Elko and Churchill counties. News of Heller's announcement comes one day after Nevada's only Republican congressman, Mark Amaday, told the RGJ he was wary of joining the race because it could descend into a, quote, soundbite fest. The Washoe County School Board is moving forward with plans to rewrite district voting lines. KUNR's Paul Boger reports.
Washoe County grew by about 15% over the last decade, according to the latest data released by the U.S. Census Bureau. That's an increase of roughly 65,000 residents, mostly in the areas north and south of Reno Sparks. That's why school leaders this week approved guidelines district officials will use to readjust boundaries that determine each trustee's district. The new lines will not affect where students attend school. Final district maps are slated to be presented to the board by the end of October. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
Most of California's national forests are set to reopen beginning today. The U.S. Forest Service closed the state's national forests last month as massive wildfires burned hundreds of thousands of acres throughout California. Officials say the decision to reopen comes as the threat of fire starts to lessen in other parts of the country and regional weather systems become more variable with the change in seasons. The forests also typically experience a significant drop in visitors following Labor Day. The El Dorado National Forest in Northern California remains closed until the end of the month due to the Caldor fire. Those are your morning news headlines for Thursday, September 16th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.